For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Because of the multiplicity of your grace and abundance of your love, that's why we are here. And we say thank you. Holy Spirit, Jesus showed us that it is you who speaks to the church. Say, he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. And so the church hears from God, not from man. That is why I surrender my life to you. Let your Holy Spirit come and use this vessel of clay and manifest yourself unto your own people. Everybody who has come here will live with a testimony of an encounter of your Spirit. The manifestation of your power. That the hand of Satan will be broken and your people shall be set free. For it's only you, when you set your people free, can they be free indeed. Holy Spirit, arrest the heart and mind and the understanding of every person here. And let them be subject unto your supremacy and your authority. That they will live here knowing, with the fear of God in their hearts, that God has spoken and his will be done. We give you all the glory, all the honor. For we know that because your word is spirit and is life, as it enters into us, the sick shall be healed, the weak shall be strengthened, the blind shall see, the deaf shall hear, the cripple shall jump and walk. The poor shall be broken and be saved. And to see prosperity waiting for him. The sinner who came here is returning as a saint. Because no one has an encounter with you and remain the same. The madman of Gadara, where the Bible said nobody could pass there by, but at your presence, he yielded to you. He was transformed. He became an evangelist for you. So may everybody here who has come with any demon in him or her bow before you, Lord. Worship you, Lord. Sing praise to you. Return from here as a vessel of thy use for your glory and for your praise. We thank you in Jesus' name. And all the saints can say amen. Clap your hands, somebody. Hallelujah. Welcome somebody to church. Tell your neighbor you are welcome to church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody's life. I thank God for my life. I don't know about you, but because when you see Sunday morning, when you see Sunday morning, you have a reason to say thank you to Lord. Because Saturdays is when you see that human beings are nothing. Friday evening and Saturday morning shows you that human beings are just but nothing. Somebody you are seeing today, tomorrow will say he's not there. You see human beings being put into a ground. And then they are shoveling sand and stone over the person like that. I said, this was somebody I was sleeping with, I was chatting, I was talking with. Said that he had become useless. It could have been you. It could have been me. So always thank God for your life. Anytime you come to church, humble yourself and love God and serve and thank him from your heart. Because people that we threw them yesterday on the ground, they were like us, sitting with us in church. And we didn't expect them to be. Sometimes that's what the mysterious part, that they were so young, energetic. And you didn't foresee that, when we're entering this month, this year, were you planning that you'd be putting such a person on the ground? No, but it happened. We need to be conscious of our lives. You are not too young, you are not too old to go. So be prepared all the time to meet your maker. Say amen. Hallelujah. We are privileged to have our brother and sister here with us and their children. First of all, I want to welcome Auntie Judith and her family here. God bless you. They went through very serious, they lost their father all the way in Paga. They went to do the funeral, and last week they were at Kentampo, and today they are in Accra. To thank God for all that God has done. We are going to do a short service for them. But besides them, we have our brother James Okine and our sister Millicent Okine. And living all the way in Paris, that's right. Paris. You shall be there very soon. Hallelujah. They were with us when they were in Ghana. They have been in Paris for many years. They came down and they want to have fellowship with us. Isn't that a blessing? Oh, clap your hands to the Lord. So you are welcome, Uncle James. In this church, when you say James, it means that Bishop Doug has a special uncle called Uncle James, who taught him so many things when he became a young Christian. And so James is a special name in Lighthouse because of our father, Bishop Doug. Amen. The man who established him in church in the Lord, Uncle James. All the time you see him mentioning. So when he became a Christian, he knew so many things and I was asking so many questions. It was Uncle James who sat him down and said that this is a scripture, do it this way, and that is what established him. So Uncle James, you are welcome. He's also a man of God, a great man of God. And his beautiful wife, Millicent, Mama Millicent, you know, powerful, anointed woman, raised from the father, Bishop Dark's, one of Bishop Dark's children. And so we are blessed to have this wonderful fellowship. I'm sure in time you'll come and say hi to us before we. Or if you want to come now, we will accept you. Let's welcome Pastor James to come and say something before. Oh, clap your hands. One day you also come and give a testimony to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you very much, Pastor James Okine. And Lady Pastor Millicent Okine, God bless you. And we really appreciate your presence here. And thank you for recognizing our father as a man anointed of God with great works. Amen. Truly, we have a great anointed man of God as our father, Bishop Doug. His works. Jesus said, you don't believe in me, believe in my works. That the father is with me. If the father is not with me, I can't do these works. So, we need to recognize the works. And thankfully, it is your father. So you should say more about him and testify more about, witness more about his works so that many people come to the knowledge of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. That is what the Bible gives us. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. You know, as the man of God stood here, you could see the Spirit of God has led him to the message we are preaching. You understand? In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, the Bible says what? That ye be not slothful. Okay, you are welcome. Ah, looking beautiful. But what? followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we all read again? 1, 2. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Now, how do you memorize scriptures? If you watch, it says Hebrews chapter 6 times 2 is what? Can you remember? And I want you to memorize scriptures, because one of the key things to be a good Christian is to memorize scriptures. But sometimes committing scriptures into memory is difficult. So I have to find a strategy of doing it so that you always remember. Hebrews 6 times 2 is what? So 6, 12. Is it easy to remember? Hebrews chapter 6, verse. Close your eyes and say, Hebrews chapter 6, verse. So you do the calculation in your head and then you bring the verse 12. Do you understand? So you always remember when we hear follow. When you hear the word follow, then you remember that it is Hebrews chapter 6, verse. No, do I calculation no with you? Times 2 is what? 12. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because a Christian must be able to quote scripture to support what you are doing. And so you must know what scripture is guiding you in what you are doing. Hallelujah. And so we are going to read again. 1, 2. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit promises. Hallelujah. Amen. What does it mean? What is saying that the word slothful is lazy. Don't be a lazy person. Tell your neighbor, don't be a lazy person. Hallelujah. If you're a lazy person, you can't follow people. Because the person is going and you are sleeping. How can you follow the person? So the key word is that we are going to follow somebody. We are following somebody who was able to receive the promise of God. How can we follow such a person? We need two key foundations. You must have patience. And you must be diligent. That means that you shouldn't be... You must have faith and patience. Faith and patience. Faith that this person I'm following will lead me into greater heights of glory. Faith. A greater height. As I'm following this person, my faith is that I'm going to greater heights. I'm going to achieve certain results, certain promises of God. It shall be my portion. As I follow this person. That's the follow them. We don't follow anybody. You don't follow people who have no future or don't have results to show. So you follow the people who have used patience and faith to achieve something in life. Are you here? Go home. So it is important for all of us to understand that you can become great and experience greatness in life if you can identify who to follow. If only you can identify who to follow. And God has shown you who to follow. Who should you follow? Those who through faith, they have used their faith, they have used their patience, and they have been able to achieve something tangible. You know, one of our brothers stood, he said that he likes Bishop Dad because of his works. His works. He didn't just get the works. It is through his faith in God that a young student from Achimota could decide, I'm going to follow God. He finished as a medical doctor. And he said, I'm throwing the certificate away. I'm going to follow God. What faith did he have? At a time when every person, Every classmate of his was traveling to America to make money. And he said, I am going to start a church. There was some faith. A certain faith was in him. That this God that I'm going to dedicate my life to, I have faith that one day he will make me a great person. And you see, this church I've started as a small church members. It shall be called a mega church. A mega church. As he started speaking to that little thing, his faith and his patience from 1989 till now, today, see where the Lord has shown him that every promise God gave to him when he was a child, he's seeing it. A time is coming, you shall see all promises of God. Concerning anything you hear in the church, don't think we are jokers. That's how we say, learn how to follow. So this month, I am going to take you through this book called The Art of Following. Hallelujah. How do you follow people? He himself has followed and followed and followed and followed, and that is why he has become what he is. And he has used his personal experience to write a book. And he said, if only you can follow what I've followed, you will become like me. How many want to be like your father, Bishop Doug? How many will be like Jesus? That is why God giveth people to follow. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 4, in Matthew chapter 4, verse number 15, 16, and 17, the best form of teaching and impartation is what Jesus Christ used. Eh? Matthew 4, 17. Start from 17, 18 and 19, sorry. Matthew 4, you see it. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say. To say what? Repent. Jesus Christ's message, he came on earth. The first time he started preaching, after the Holy Ghost had come upon him, he was about to start a new movement in the world called Christianity, which was not there. As the Holy Ghost came upon him from the mountain, I would say, then he began to preach. And the preaching message that repent. Repent. That means that let your mind be changed. Listen to me and ask what I'm teaching you. Tune your mind to what I'm saying. If you continue holding on to what you know and what you live on, your tradition, it shall not be well with you. So repent. Tell your neighbor, repent. Change your mindset. Hallelujah. If you don't change your mindset, you cannot follow somebody. Because you can always so think that you are as good as the person God has given to you to follow. Sometimes that's the spirit of pride. Satan will tell that, oh, you are as good as that person, so why should you follow him? There are many churches say, why do you have to come to this place? We are not a big church. There are many bigger churches here. It starts from me and her. Repent. Tell them about repent. If you want to see the greatness of God in your life, you have to be willing to repent. And for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So as I'm walking, I am the kingdom of heaven. But nobody knew him. Now you see the formula he used to transmit this knowledge to the people he called. The next verse. The Bible said that, and Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, onampuano, teshinungwampuano, huh? As he was walking there, obviously he saw two brothers. And he said unto them, what? Said unto them, what? Follow me. Called Peter, casting net to the sea, huh? For they were fishermen. The next verse 19. And he said unto them, follow me. He said unto them, what? He said unto the Lord, And what has happened to you? I will make you. I will make you. If you follow me, I will make you. Make you into what? Something that you never knew you could ever be in life. Something you never thought about your life. Something you never planned. You never knew that it could be part of your destiny. He said, follow me. I will make you. I am going to be a preacher, and I'll make you a preacher. I'm a healing minister. I'll make you a healing minister. I'm a prophet. I'll make you also a prophet. As you follow me, anything that I have, you also shall become one. I pray that from today you begin to follow Jesus Christ. See, many of us, we are sitting on our professions. Since you became a hairdresser, in your mind, is hairdressing forever till you die. Since you became a doctor, I think that that's all that you are supposed to do. Since you became an accountant, since you became a lawyer, since you became an architect, since you became a student, when you finish school, you're a carpenter. You should do more because Jesus Christ was a carpenter. When I hear anybody say a carpenter, the next thing I think is that you must be Jesus Christ. Because the profession Jesus Christ chose was a carpenter. But he didn't stay in carpentry. He repented his mind and followed his father. And that is why he became what he became. Hallelujah. Are you there? So to this morning, Jesus Christ is telling every one of you, you may be. He said they were fishermen. What did he say? Follow me. In Matthew chapter 8. Matthew 9:9 is call of Matthew. It's a scripture you can easily remember. Matthew 9:9 is when Jesus Christ called Matthew. The same Matthew is 9:9. That God said, follow me. Check it. Can you see that? And Jesus passed by then and he saw a man named who? Matthew. Who is reporting that message? The same Matthew. He said that when he saw me, I was sitting by the seat of the receipt of custom, may call it no or jitas, custom officer. Custom officer. He didn't know that one day we shall be reading his stories. As he was at the receipt of custom, Jesus said unto him, once again, what? Follow me. And Bible says he arose and followed him. That following is the reason why today his name is recorded. We are one, may you have a history in life. Many of us, we pass through this life without leaving anything for reference. Because of who are you following? You don't have any good person you are following, so that your whole life has no meaning. But thank God that Jesus is always there. Portia, are you with me or you are in Tanzania? Are you in Ghana? Please watch me. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ, the man we are following, the way he used to train people, this Peter, James, and John were fishermen. Moving up and down, nobody thinks they could do anything. After following Jesus Christ for something, just for 3 years, you see him in John chapter 3, entering the Bible says the temple. And there was a man who was crippled 41 years. And he said that, 40 years, he said that, I don't have silver. I don't have gold. But such as I have been receiving from the person I followed, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up. Fisherman, can a fisherman heal somebody? But you see, something has changed in the fisherman because of the person he followed. Your life is going to change. Your destiny is about to change. Jesus is showing that when you follow him, he will make you a different person. As I was growing, I never thought I would be a pastor. That's never been my plan. But you see, as you follow Christ, he makes you. You don't make yourself. You don't make yourself. And I see a brighter future waiting for you because of the person God has given to you to follow. Hallelujah. So The art of following. What is the art of following? Number one, I'm giving you 10 things you need to understand when we say you are following something. 10 things. The art of following is the art of copying. Say copying. Copying. Do you remember in your prime, what do you call it? Nursery school days. You had to learn how to write A, but you didn't know how to write A. So they have a book of my first copy book. Because see, the educationists understand that for this child to know A, B, C, D, they have to copy. They have to do what? Copy. That's how you become a banker by now. If you are not learning how to copy, so they will write A, and they say you to try and see if you can know how to turn your hand this way, and turn your hand this way, and cross it. So when you were there, I'm sure you started from here, and then you transfer here, and they said, the teacher said, no. We start from here. We do it this way, and then we cross this way. And so little by little, the child started learning how to write A. Start writing B. Writing C. If the child has not humbled himself to learn this copying, the greatest and the most powerful educationist, a doctor, lawyer, professor, his life started by copying. Your future, greatness of your future starts from copying. So the art of following is the art of what? Copying. Who do you want to become in future? There is somebody who is already enjoying the maximum benefit in that profession. All that you have to do is what? Follow the person or copy what the person does. And you shall become a great person. Hallelujah. Are you ready to copy? Many of us, we are too proud to humble ourselves and copy. That's why we can't become a great person. Number one is the art of copy. Number two, the art of emulating someone. Emulate. If the person does this, you also do the same. The person wear a certain hairstyle. Have you seen Pastor Chris, pastors? They have all done their hair like that. Because they just believe that, I don't know whether this hairstyle will make me like my father. I want to be like that. they don't wear this kind of dress to preach. Everybody is in three pieces. Hey. Since I wrote denoms, you know what they're piecing. Because they are just emulating the person. Emulates. Say emulates. Amen. Number three, the art of following is the art of imitating something. Imitate. Hallelujah. What is imitation? Dictionary meaning of imitation is what? Kozeta. Imitation. Imitation. What is imitation? The art of following is the art of imitating something. Yes, quickly. Kwasi. Number four, the art of following is the art of trying to be like someone. Trying to be like. Remember? 6:12. Follow them who have been able to achieve. So you look for somebody in the field that you want to become a master in it. So, number five. I'm continuing. Have you found it? Yes, imitation means what? To imitate. To copy. So they are all synonyms. Eh? To copy and to do what? And to emulate. To take after. To follow. So they are all the same. We are just giving different meaning. Okay, so the next one, the art of following, the art of reproduction. Reproduction. The thing that have been produced, you are trying to produce the same thing. If Bishop of that preaches, I want to copy and preach the same way. Paul was speaking to Timothy. He said that what you have heard, Timothy, 2 Timothy 1 Timothy 2, what you have heard from me, what you have, the same commit. So I said, repeat what I've been teaching you. If you repeat what I've taught you, you'll become like me. Hallelujah. Amen. The art of, number six, the art of following is the art of cloning. Cloning is C-L-O-N-I-N-G, cloning. That means that you want to appear as if the original person is here. Uh-huh. Cloning. When somebody see you, they think that you are like the original one. Cloning. The next one, number seven, the art of following is the art of becoming a double. A double. We only know one Jesus Christ. Then suddenly, Peter, James, and John started doing miracles. Hey, they look like Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 4, verse number 30, the Bible said, when they saw the boldness that Peter, a fisherman, can stand before Supreme Court and all the judges and all the politicians there. And this fisherman started talking and speaking. They said, keep quiet. I can't keep quiet. If you have seen what I've seen and know what I know, I can't keep quiet. The people look at him and say, the way this guy is talking, something has happened to this guy. And so when they saw that they haven't been to school, they haven't been to university, they haven't been to anywhere, but they could behave in a certain way, I would say that they took knowledge of them that they have been with Jesus. May people know that you have been with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The next one. So you are becoming a double. Number eight, becoming a twin. Twin. A twin. Hallelujah. Identical twins. Not the one that doesn't. There are some twins, they don't look alike at all. We have one here. In fact, there are about two here or three. There are three twins in this house. They don't look alike at all. At all. They are all different. I don't know why in this church all the twins are not the same. Hallelujah. But normally twins are the same. It's not true. If you see Reverend Steve and his brother, Stanley, you need to go closer before you know who is who. They look so much alike. And they are all in the same church. It's a powerful thing. Number nine is the art of catching up. Say catching up. That means that you are behind and somebody has gone ahead, so you want to catch up. So it means that if I am trotting and you are walking, I'll keep moving faster than you. So for you to be able to catch up with me, you have to also start trotting, or maybe you have to start running and getting closer, because it takes. If you want to be like the person you are following, you cannot follow someone when the person is going and you are behind. So you have to catch up because you want to be like that person. So it forces you to advance yourself and put more effort. That is why he said that don't be slothful. Because if you're a lazy person, it is difficult to become somebody. It's very difficult to become somebody. Because the person is always going. And you are sleeping. The last one, number 10, the art of following is the art of surging forward. Say surging forward. I see your life going forward. So this teaching we are teaching is to help you to advance your life spiritually, physically, and in any way. Your business must catch up. Your spiritual life must catch up. Do you understand? Because you cannot live. We are in a world where people are going to the moon. That's why Africa, we are poor. Because whilst the world are going to the moon and Mars, we are here killing ourselves with a small idea that will come. You see, we are fighting to destroy the thing somebody's building. We are destroying. Because the fact that I am not the one doing, we let everything spoil. That is the bane of African poverty. And until this spirit, that's what Jesus said, repent. If you don't change your mind, you say, you may think that it's the politicians who are doing that. You are doing the same thing. Your life is not following anything that is advancing you. Rather, you are criticizing the very person that you're supposed to learn from. And anything you fight, you can't get it. You can never get what you fight. If you don't respect an anointed man of God, and you attack him in your house, you will never receive the Spirit of God upon his life. That has made him who he is. If you don't respect your boss in the office, you can never become a boss. Because you will humble yourself and learn how he became a boss. To follow, you want to be like a person. That's what's a follow. How did he become a managing director on this company? Many of us, when we enter companies, we just destroy even the thing we are committed to, you want to destroy it. We say be in charge of a store. Then you are stealing the things in the store. Do you think that if your boss stole the thing, he would have set up the company? That is why you are poor. And you will be poor. Hallelujah. You can speak to any rich man. He will show you, if you have the grace to meet any great man, he will explain to you how he became great. You see that he has been through a lot of difficult and a lot of challenge, and had patience to wait to get to where he is. There are many women whose marriages are breaking because they don't have patience to even ask their grandmothers how your marriage succeeded. How did you survive in marriage for 25 years, 30 years, 40 years? You don't humble yourself and learn. You won't follow us. They should sit down and say that, do you know how it is to be called a wife? There's more to it to succeed and get certain blessings. Patience, and faith. There are many women who, my grandmothers, they went through the time. I used to stay with my grandmother. When she tell me her stories, you ask us, why were you able to stay in this marriage for that long period of time? They had patience because they were looking for future of their children, but not the generation of today. No patience, no faith. You can't see any future that this thing that is happening will just pass away. So that is why we are not seeing successful marriages, because people don't know that things don't just happen. You need to learn and follow them who through faith and patience were able to achieve great things. Now people envy people when they see their prosperity. But what they don't do, that they don't humble and say, how did you get there? How did you get there? We don't have time to ask these young people. They won't ask any question. They won't ask any question. God has given people to follow. Yeah. They want everything quick. There is nothing called quick money. If you are looking for quick money, you will never have it. You always find yourself in sin. Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. So, listen, four people that God used to show us how to copy. Number one, children. Four people who successfully have practiced the art of following. Children. Your child can learn a new language now. You won't learn. When your child moved to one community and the language difference, he can easily copy. Because he's not ashamed to say that, you know, I wanted to learn Hausa. And when I started, then they started laughing at me. Because I will not say it the way they, at the point that I said, look, this laughing, I'll stop. Because I little bit feel that I can't subject myself for this humiliation of this laughing. But you see, children don't have that thing. If they don't know, mommy, this is, oh, let's do this. Oh, okay, I hear. You go and come and make the same, and make a mistake. And then you come back and say, mommy, so what? So you keep correcting him small. And as you are correcting, he's picking up small. Without any offense. But many of us, we can't even counsel you. Straight, one discussion, then you are angry. I just sorry, to cry, and I'm by my child. That is why we can't become great. You started going to work. Your boss gave you one rebuke. Hey, man, I'm trying application. But meanwhile, it is reserved for you to become a future managing director of the company. Without faith, without patience. You see that people come overtake you like that. But may God give you this wisdom that you will never allow anybody to take it from you. Hallelujah. So we have to learn about from children.
Jesus said, anyone who wants to enter into the kingdom of God must behave like a child. Children, they learn. They copy. They are not ashamed to copy things. They are not ashamed to follow people. But not elderly people. May God give you the heart of a child. Number two, nations that have been rich for centuries use the art of following. When you go to Europe, you could see that when you enter France and you cross over to maybe Holland, you cross over to this, you'll be surprised that it's like, are you in the same country? Because it's like almost anything you see in one country, another person in another country has the same thing. Because they told themselves that if France do it, me, German too, I will do. How did they do it? I'll follow. Switzerland will copy. Belgium will copy. UK will copy. Everybody is copying somebody because I don't want you to leave me behind because it's a surging forward. If you go forward, I also go forward. I can't sit down here and wait for you to go forward whilst I'm sitting down here. No. If you move, I will move. But that is not Africa. If you move, I'll bring you down so that you become like me. Instead of becoming like you, come and join me here. That is why we are poor. I said, that is why we are poor. And until this is removed from your mind, that somebody is becoming successful, I have to copy how he became. But many of us, we are still using this traditional African stupidity in our hearts. And so when your brother becomes successful, rather you are finding more reason why he must be destroyed. Yeah. Instead of copying. Oh, sometimes how I fight with my siblings. Hey. When I want to show them how I became what I am. No, recently the message bishop preached in a conference, how I became anointed. And what's one of the points he said? That's what I'm sharing with you. How he became anointed. He followed people. He said, when I saw that I need to have a big church, I went to Korea to go and learn from Yong Gicho. You travel to meet somebody who is great for you to copy. You should go there and see how have your church become so successful. He realized that he using women in ministry will help a church to grow. You would have thought that reading the books and listening to the message would have changed. No. It was there he realized that in the offices, all the offices are controlled by women. One bishop came and said, look, I've changed all my administrators. Women. Copy. And he started seeing a mega church. You can't really link a mega church with women. Because you don't follow. That's why you will know. You will not follow to know. So you will sit somewhere and start giving your own reason why things are working there. And then when you work, you see that it's not like that. You need to get close. To follow means that you must be so close to know what the person is doing, but he's not saying. Oh, yes. Because, see, when you follow somebody, you are so close that anything the person does, you know. Yesterday, we traveled. And when we got to a certain portion on the road, 7 o'clock, I stopped. Early morning, 7 o'clock. AM, I asked them, do you like to eat fufu? They said, fufu at this time. I said, I requested, do you want to eat fufu or not? It's not about the time. Do you want to eat fufu? They say, yes, that's good. So I stopped. I said, let's go. Then as we entered there, fufu was ready at 7 a.m. Yes. You don't know. You didn't wait. You follow. You know. So, one of the people in the car said, but I've been passing here all the time. I said, because you are not following the anointed. If you follow the anointed, you know. You know. That we eat fufu at 7 a.m. Hey! Apkrantian kwan papabi. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm sure you are passing in front of Akosomoro. Oh, Chemo, you don't know that spot. Akosomoro, it's in front of your house. Your house, but you never know. You see, let me say, that's why I said that when you follow somebody, you will learn so many things that he knows that he's not saying. Do you want me to say that when you go to Akosombo River, you got yourself here? So now I will tell you, unless you follow. Because there are many things as you follow. Like Bishop was saying, if you are going to Kumasi, when the person you are going with, it means along the way, anything that he saw, you will see. And it adds more value to your life than, oh, he traveled from Kumasi to Accra. That's all that you know. But along the way from Kumasi to Accra, do you know what he saw? Do you know what he heard? Do you know what he experienced during this period? Which he has now said. That's why following, opening you to many good things. Hallelujah. Are you here or go home? The Lord is speaking to you. Your destiny must start changing from this message. Because God has put people in spots that if you choose, you are a carpenter. There are people who carpentry work. They get millions of dollars every month. But you cut the thing, nobody's come to buy. It means that you are not following a good carpentry government. Somebody sews a dress. This the guy who sew this man's dress. Let me use my example. Me, my own material. When the guy told me that he's charging me, is it 350 or 400? I said, ah, my own material. Said, yes, that's how it is. Then I said, hey. But I also have tellers in my church. It means that my tellers are not following a certain class of, what do you call it? Designers, because they are there, and because you look at when you saw that the way that your saying. So do you think people buy? I would have spent my money and buy yours, because see, that's how we are teaching that God has put people in positions. Every field of life, footballers, they look for the best footballer and follow the footballer. Every man of God look at a certain man of God to follow. Bishop said when he wanted to do crusades, he had to follow Benihin for many years to copy how Benihin does this, how he preaches and how he, with scripture and why we get to this point, how does he lay his hands on. See, these are the art you learn when you follow somebody closely. You think that you preach and that people gather? No. He said he wanted to do crusade. He had to follow by young, what do you call it? Bebonki in Germany. In Germany. Miracles. He has to follow this guy in the U.S. So you see different countries he's looking for anointing to follow. It was then that he said, Bonki showed him that people don't just gather. You have to go around. Sometimes crusades, you send people about 6 months ahead. Organizing pastors in town, talking to them, showing them. So when you see the crowd, you think that when Bishop that got there, nah, the crowd has gathered. You try, you just go and see whether anybody will mind you. It is the art of following that he realized that young this guy, but before Bonki will go and have a crusade, he has sent advanced team to talk to the pastors in town. So he started putting himself, his team together, said, you go. You see some pastor go 6 months before one crusade is held. See, if you don't follow people God has blessed, you think they just became blessed. Any field of life, any work you are doing, you can get to the highest level if you can pick somebody who is in that field, making it, and humble yourself and follow the person. You will never be an ordinary person from today. Any call of God upon your life. And listen, many of you, your greatness is follow God. Don't follow anybody. Don't follow anybody. The church is there to help you to see the will of God for your life. Because Peter didn't know that one day he will become an apostle. It is following Christ. Hallelujah. So children behave like that. Number two, we talk about the nations in Europe. Number three, the nation that has recently become rich, like Taiwan, China, Korea, they all learn how to make cars by following the cars that have been made in Germany. Yes. They copied. They were not ashamed to copy. When they started, we laughed at them. Is it Chinese? Yes, Chinese, but they were copying people. Little by little, they are polished on it. They are taking over the world. Korean cars have now become more cheaper and easier to buy. If you go to America, many Korean cars have reached there, but they were powerful American cars. Life is about following, ladies and gentlemen. Who are you following? And many of us, we don't have anybody you are following. That's why your life has become so queer. There is no advancement in your life. But nobody is your mentor guiding you into the highest level of life. Number four, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, used the art of following to teach his disciples. That's what we read in Matthew chapter 4. So, next week, God willing, we are going to learn about the nine principles of following. Hallelujah. Nine principles of following. The first principle, I'm just giving a teaser so that next week you can come. Are you ready for that? We have 5 minutes to close. The first thing to remember is that you can be successful in the art of following by choosing to follow God Himself. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Paul was speaking to the Ephesian chapel. He said, my brethren, be ye followers of God. You know, God is always the highest level of excellence in every field. And so in anything, always use God first. Use God first. Say amen. That's how you have to read your Bible every day to know what God is, so that you can follow God. When you read a scripture, it shows you who God is. So say that, be ye followers of God as dear children. Then verse 2, watch it. It says that, and walk in love. Walk in what? Love. As Christ has also loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice unto God for a sweet smelling savor. That means that he sent. When Jesus Christ walked around, the smell of Christ manifest the scent of God in his life. Hallelujah. And he said that if you want to be like God, please watch me. I'm the one preaching, not the one who's entering, okay? We are closing. Have 2 minutes. We are closing in 2 minutes. Listen. He said, be ye followers of God, and walk in love. The nature of God is love. Hallelujah. If you are a Christian, that's a Bible said that upon this hang all the laws. Love. You cannot be a Christian if you don't have love. Not love that I love you. That's not what you're talking about. Not that one. That's an emotional thing. That's not what we're talking about. We are talking a certain attitude. So he said he loved as Christ also have loved and given himself for us as offering and a sacrifice to God. So what he's saying that you if you want to be like God, you want to copy the nature of God in your life. One of the things that you have to be we must see in you that you must show love. Love is ability to handle issues without complaint, knowing how to relate to people without being offended. Because if you are somebody who is so sensitive to any little offense, you are not following God. You see, the question is, you yourself, are you a perfect person? That if all your sins, God counts it and is used against you, can you stand before God? Just yesterday, whatever you did, if you are bringing it to the screen today, would you want God to bring a picture of your picture, what you did just yesterday? That we should see the picture on the screen for you. But you think that if God got angry because look at what you did yesterday, that this morning you are sitting in my house. Doing what? Get away from here. How can you live your life? So one of the things God wants us to manifest as Christians is learn how to love. And you see, when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he explains what it means by love, which has nothing to do with feelings. It has nothing to do with feelings. Say, love is patience. So you must have patience for people. That you are staying a child, you are staying with somebody, and sometimes he misbehaves. But you just said that, why come you leave this village boy? Why are you behaving like that? I'll suck you from this. Take your time and groom this child. Why? Show some love. Assuming you were the one whose son, you died and your son is the one who has become a slave to that person. Would you want somebody to be treating the person like that? We say we are Christian, but we can't show a little compassion for people's mistakes. Small thing, I'll sack you. Go back to your village. But you may never know that that person is what God sent the person for you to groom him and prepare him for a brighter future. Instead of seeing it from yourself, from God's perspective, and try to help this child to mature and groom the person to become a future blessing to society. You are using your emotions and your feelings to kill the person's future. Look at someone like Potiphar. You come down. This is a guy that is doing well in your house. Everything is doing well. You came and your wife just made a complaint that this guy had done that. You won't even ask the boy. And then you just follow your feelings of your wife. And you throw this boy into prison. Many of us, we have thrown people into prison without even asking the person what happened. That's because somebody made a certain negative complaint against that person. And you follow that thing without any answer question. And you throw the person out. No patience. Love is long suffering. You have to learn how to tolerate people for a long time. Not small offense now. Nah. You are also offended. Say, I can't stay with you anymore. That is why, see, if you're a pastor, you don't have a heart of God, you can't rule the people. You can't. Jesus Christ was preaching, and the Bible said, the Pharisees, hey, Yachino. So what is happening? Say, look at her. We are, this one, we, she was in, or the man was on him, then we removed the man, and we brought the woman. He's here. This one, you can see the thing is dripping even on his feet. Can you see Jesus Christ? This one, you cannot say you haven't seen. This one, there you can see Jesus Christ. You have seen it. Can you see it? He says, okay, no problem. We have caught the first sinner. But if there's anybody here who's also not a sinner, take the stone, throw it upon that person. The Bible said that. This one look at his face and say, Pastor, we are sure say unye bone. Maxwell, we are sure say unye bone da. Jack, me dey my bone unti midi kind amo, but ma sort ma sama monso to. Bible says from the top to the down, everybody left. You see, it is easy to come to attack and to criticize people because their case is what has come up. Hey, look at this small girl, 18 years ago, he had a child. You were 16, you have already caused 4 abortions. And you pretend in church as if you are the holiest of holy. But God says, listen, Paul said that we need to learn to behave like God. Have what? Love. I say, may the Lord give you the spirit of love. Learn how to tolerate things. Learn how to have patience for people. Learn. That's the nature of God you need to follow. If you want to become a great person, you must learn how to allow all kinds of people to be in the assembly of you. Some of you, if you give you a child to be in charge of choir, by the time you come back, everybody is gone. You don't know how to relate to human beings. You don't know how to relate to people. That's why some of you don't have friends in your life. Apart from you, there's nobody who's a friend. Because nobody can stay around you for the next 30 minutes. Small issue. Jack, I won't talk to you again. Where is your Christian love? Is that the nature of God towards you? If that's the way God treats you, can you live on earth? Wouldn't you have been dead by now? But may we be followers of God. This is just the one point I'm going to. Next week, I'm going to continue with 8 more points of how you can follow. Lift up your hands to your feet, everybody. Let's pray. Lift up your hands and praise. Say, Lord, give me the spirit of following. following you. I want to be follow you, your nature. I want to copy your lifestyle. I want to copy. I want to imitate you everywhere I am. If God is holy, if God is holy, you cannot live an unholy life in your office. God is faithful. You cannot be a thief in your place you have been put. You have to learn how to be faithful because God's nature is faithfulness. We cannot commit anything to your hands. Nobody can commit things to your hands. That is why you are poor. But people who know how to be faithful, they have become multimillionaires. Because there are sometimes good things. People who are in big shops, they don't pay for the goods. It is their faithfulness, the nature of God, that has made them great. Pray for yourselves. They say, Lord, I want to be like you. I want to be like you. Oh, Lord, I want to carry your nature. Give me the heart of God. A heart of God. A heart of love. A heart of patience. A heart of long-suffering. A heart of tolerance. A heart that doesn't criticize, but try to help people to come up in their mistakes. I will help them out. Instead of killing their initiative and their spirits, pray for yourself. Say, Lord, I want to follow you. I want to follow you. I want to be more like you. Oh, yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want to be more like you. Oh, Jesus, I want to be more like, I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be a vessel you went through. Wanna be more like. Lift up your hands and worship and pray. Say, Jesus, I wanna be more like. I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be more like. I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be a vessel you went through. I wanna be more like you. Put your hand in your heart and say, Lord, change my heart. Give me your nature. I want to love like you love. I want to be faithful like you are faithful. I want to be humble like you are humble, Jesus. Oh, Lord, give me the spirit of meekness. Let it not be said of me that I'm a very proud person. Because that is not your nature. I'm a very unfaithful person. That is not your nature. That I don't have love. That is not your nature. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me to live a life that is reflects. When somebody sees me, may he know that I am a child of God. That I'm a child of God. I have the spirit of faithfulness. But the spirit of following you, make me more like you. I want to be like you. I want to know more of you. I want to follow you, Lord. Help me to follow you, to be more like you. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us the arts of following. The best example and the best medium of transferring your spirits on your people is that as they follow, you will make them. As we follow, you make us. And so, Lord, we want to focus and stay focused on you. Paul said that my heart follows, David, my heart follows hard after thee. I want to be a hard follower so that I can be more like you. Say, Jesus, I want to be more like you in my words, in my behavior, in my actions, in my thinkings. Anytime I'm about to act, let me think, if you were the one, how would you have acted? So that when people see me, they can say of the truth, I am a child of God. Holy Spirit, we love you. Thank teaching us these things. I pray that everyone who is living here is living with a changed heart. Fill every heart with your love. So that, Lord, we will manifest your nature when the people see us out there. May we not just be hearers only, but may we be doers as well. Thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name. And as every head is bowed, every eye closed, maybe you are here, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Jesus is offering himself to you. For God so loved the world, he gave his son to you. You don't need to suffer the oppressions of Satan and the consequences of sin in hell. Through the sacrifice of Christ, the love that God has shown towards us is that he has given his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. You shouldn't be destroyed, but we shall have eternal life. And so, if God has extended such great love to you, can you turn your hand and your heart away from him? And you not face judgment for that? That's why today God is calling you, wherever you are, every head bow and every eye closed. Say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Christ. Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. Your right hand up. God bless you. Don't feel shy. It is the destiny-changing decision you are taking. Lift up your hands up again. God bless you. God bless. Please, if your hand is lifted up, I beg you, one step. Confidently take a step of faith and come to me here. I'm going to lay my hands and pray for you. Jesus is here. He will change your sorry life. He said, follow me. I will make you. Today, you may be a Peter. Today, you may be an Andrew. Today, you may be a Matthew sitting somewhere doing your business. But Jesus said, come follow me. Come forward. Come forward. Come to Jesus. Give me your heart today. Give me your life. Life today. Hey. Come to Jesus. Let him have his way. Let him have his. Let us pray. Everybody, please join them. And say this in your heart, believing that God will answer this prayer and make a difference in your life. Say that, let's say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that I didn't die yesterday, but I'm alive to have the opportunity to give my life to you today. I know I am a sinner. I've done so many bad things. And I know I cannot change my life. Only your blood can cleanse away my sins. And so I humble myself and come before you. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me my sins. Let your blood wash all of them away. Let your Holy Spirit come into my heart. This new heart of mine, fill it with the Holy Spirit so that from today I will follow you as Peter followed you, and you change his life and transform his destiny. So I know by faith and patience, as I follow you, you will change my life. You will make me. Say, Jesus, you will make me. I know you will make me into a far better person than who I am today. And so I invite you, Holy Spirit, to fill my heart and lead me and help me to continually follow Jesus. Thank you for answering my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Makarios Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you.